Masigpitan ngayon ng Australian government ang kanilang batas ukol sa pagbiyahe palabas ng bansa nilang mga permanent resident at citizens na naninirahan sa ibang bansa. Ayon sa federal government, lahat ng mga citizens na nakatira sa ibang bansa ay kailangang magpakita sa border pa lang ng approval to return home para makabalik dito. Apektado sa ganitong pagbabago ng batas at palisiya ang Australian na si Judith White na may pamilya at ari-arian na sa London.
So my knee-jerk reaction was just really another sort of hurdle to have to jump over to, to be able to leave again. All the sort of same feelings of anxiety that I experienced trying to book to come in the first place, all those same feelings of anxiety have arisen again today, last night. I mean, I've got a job to go to at home. I've got a partner back in London. I've got a house in London. My life is in London, but I've got family here who, of course, I was desperate to see.
12 taon nang nakatira sa London si White, pero bago ang pandemya, pabalik-balik ito kada 6 hanggang 1 taon dito sa Australia.
You know, so now it's just another, and I mean, I still don't really understand exactly what's involved with this new change. But it's just another blow.
Ayon kay Finance Minister Simon Birmingham, ang pagpapatupad ng bagong batas at palisiya ay hakbang para mabawasan ang bilang ng mga Australians na nakapila na gusto nang bumalik sa bansa.
We've seen too many instances where people have left the country only for in relatively short order to put their names on the request list to come back into the country. And that just puts additional pressure and additional difficulties in terms of managing the finite number of places that can safely be administered for returning Australians. So it's important that people who are seeking to leave are either doing so because they're returning to another place of residence for a long period of time, or that they have a very strong and credible reason for doing so.
Pumayag na ang mga estado at teritoryo sa pagbabalik ng 38,000 na mga Australians na stranded sa ibang bansa na gusto nang bumalik. Pero dapat paunti-unti para di magkahawaan ng virus, lalo na sa dalang peligro ng Delta variant. At sa bilang na ito, kulang-kulang 5,000 ang vulnerable. Pero giit ni Labor's health spokesman Mark Butler, dapat huwag pahirapan ang mga Australian citizens dahil may karapatan itong umalis at bumalik sa bansa.
Well, where people have come back home, often to be with dying relatives or for some other family emergency, they should be able to return back to their place of residence, their jobs overseas, their families overseas if need be, and it's really a matter for the government to explain why they're putting further hurdles in place for people, and we've seen these cases time and time again, who've already faced enormous obstacles to be with their families.
Depensa ni Federal Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews, ang ginawang mga pagbabago ngayong may pandemya ay hakbang para sa ikabubuti ng lahat, para mabigyan ng proteksyon ang lahat ng nandito sa bansa mula sa virus at ang karapatan ng mga Australians na nasa labas pa ng bansa. Ayon sa Department of Foreign Affairs, umabot na sa 54 ang bilang ng mga Australians sa ibang bansa na namatay dahil sa coronavirus. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon tungkol sa pagtugon laban sa COVID-19, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Marcos Migalokonomos, Tom Stainer at Anna Henderson. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.